This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
2 weeks ago, the largest study of the genetic basis of sexuality was published in Science. Now, based on the genomes of nearly 500,000 people, the research concluded that there was no gay gene. But you wouldn't know that from some of the headlines. The Associated Press, for example, proclaimed that the new genetic links to same-sex sexuality are found in huge study. The Washington Post was a little less spectacular. There's no one gay gene, but genetics are linked to same-sex behavior. Fortunately, you had some other headlines, like those of NPR, that offered a better perspective. Search for gay genes comes up short in large new study. The range of headlines illustrates how political and politically correct any discussion of same-sex attraction and homosexuality has become. Researchers and gay activists have been looking for this elusive gay gene for decades in order to affirm the cliche that homosexuals are born that way. What the researchers found is that a few genes might have some influence in same-sex sexual behavior. To put that in perspective, though, consider that about 60% of height is influenced genetically, while the rest is due to environment. The research concludes that the genetic influence of same-sex behavior is less than a third of that. Also found it interesting that the researchers actually consulted with LGBTQ groups before publication in order to clarify wording and highlight caveats. I doubt that's ever been done for too many other scientific research studies. You know, whenever I've spoken on the subject of homosexuality, I admit that there may or may not be some biological predisposition, but each of us as human beings are still responsible for our actions. This huge study appears to show just that. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For more information about issues covered on Viewpoints, visit pointofview.net. Pointofview.net.